The next item is at 20 Pendrick Terrace, Bonnerigg, is subject again of the visit on pages 53 to 78. Peter.
Thank you, Chair. This report is regarding a review submitted for an application for the erection of a single-storey extension and a front and rear dormer extensions at 20 Pendrick Terrace, Bonnerigg. The plan and application for the proposed development was refused on the 10th of September 2018. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out its site visit yesterday on the 26th of November 2018. The review itself is to be determined by way of written submissions, and following the decision of the local review body, a decision notice will be issued through the chair and made available in the electronic case file.
Okay. Thank you very much. Observations? Councillor Cassidy.
I've got a couple of observations or opinions. I don't see what the big problem here on this site is, because it doesn't seem to be... there is no sort of fixed structure to these houses. It's not like they're of architectural merit. Any great architectural merit. I think there's extensions which are far more offensive than other properties on that street, and I just can't get my head around the reasoning for these reasons that the planners have given here. I mean, that's just my personal view, and I think that in these days when people are trying to be a bit more austere with their money, that seems a better option than having to move out of that house into a bigger one. And, you know, we've all seen they've got a young family there and they're needing to extend the house, so I can't see what the problem is, to be honest.
Okay, thanks very much. Anybody else that was on a visit yesterday? Oh, sorry, Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, Russell, I'm slightly a different view than Colin. I didn't have any objection to the principle of the extension. It's just probably the design of the thing. When you look round the other areas, you can see a lot of houses have actually had... no similar designs, but the characters the same. But I've got to be honest, looking at this one, it is just really the design that I have a real problem with. I just think it's needing to go back and be looked at, especially when you look at the back, when you look at the window layout at the back there with the three windows. It really just sort of doesn't look within and keeping within that area. And I'm kind of half-minded here at all, because, like Colin, the actual principle of doing this, doesn't it? It's just actually the design of it that I think that the officers have actually got right.
Councillor Douglas.
Can I just confirm that I can see from the photographs there's obviously varying properties with sort of different looks, but was this mainly because, from a planning perspective, was it mainly because of the two windows on the front street? Peter, sorry.
Chair, yeah, I mean, in terms of the actual reasons for refusal, they are set out in the paperwork here on page 75. But it's a number of reasons, Chair. It's in terms of the design, the bulk, the scale of it. So it's not necessarily just the window configuration. It's a variety of issues that have caused concern with the actual extension of it. So they are set out there on page 75. But it's to do with the dormer, the design of it, the size of it, the bulk, the form of it in terms of its relationship with the pitch of the roof. So there's a number of design features, and they've been sort of listed there.
Yes?
I have read it, and I've seen the photographs, but I just wondered if there was anything... Is there anything else with a similar design? Is that what we're saying? There's nothing else in that area with that same design?
Okay.
Sorry, Director. In terms of the plan officers, they have guidance in terms of what constitutes good practice in terms of designs of dormers and extensions, and that's what the officers are following. Some of that practice has arisen as a result of seeing properties extended over the years, and going back a number of years, the council corporately wanted to bring in guidance to try and improve the quality of household extensions. So when officers are raising concerns about the design of dormers, the height, the bulk, the pitch, where it sits on the roof, that's on the back of introducing guidance to try and improve the design of the things. And that's often in response to historical extensions, which have, in retrospect, have raised concerns with the planning authority. And when I say the planning authority, I mean elected members, not just officers. It's the planning authority. So if you drive around the district, you'll see quite a wide range of styles and types, but there are general good practice in terms of dormer design. You usually want to drop them down from the pitch of the roof. You usually want to make the majority of it glazing so it looks much lighter on the roof, so it doesn't dominate the roof. Usually if you've got two dormer extensions, you separate them out slightly so that they're not sitting right next to each other, right up close. It almost looks like one big dormer. So there are design features you can do, and schemes like this often come to officers, and they'll often work with agents and architects to try and change and amend and adjust, recognising that people want to extend and their own property, stay at home and maybe expand it for an enlarging family. So there are solutions to it. It just comes down to the design.
Is there anybody else wants to participate? Okay, Councillor Muirhead.
It's just that, I mentioned this in the previous application. This is one of the ones where it's down to how it looks. And I suppose it's contrary to policy because officers have some concerns about how it looks. I'm kind of like Derek, but I'm on the teeter here with this. But I think I would probably rather that the applicant went away and had a look at what we could do to try and improve that, and you know, liaise with planning officers to try and see if there's a better way of doing this and bring it either back to officers to okay it, or if necessary, an appeal back here again. But I think I'm probably erring on the side of dismissing the appeal on that basis.
Just to help members before we come to a conclusion, if we dismiss the appeal but have certain comments about it's not necessarily the dormer per se, but it's certain aspects or design aspects of that, the applicant has a free entry, a free application back in again to the planning department. So if we were to give a kind of direction to the planner, then they could take that back and take that into account so that the applicant could come in again with an amended application vis-a-vis what both Councillors Mulligans and Muirhead are saying regarding certain aspects of it, not the principle per se, but the aspects of it. So the easiest way, if people are minded, is to dismiss the appeal today, but give a direction that you would want to see something different in the design, and that would help the planners to come to a conclusion. Councillor Cassidy.
So would that mean that the applicants would be virtually guaranteed permission if they work with the planners?
Never.
I'm not saying we'd guarantee, absolutely,
but if we're giving a direction today, in other words, we're sitting on the fence, the cleanest way to do it is to refuse the appeal. But if the applicants have listened, for example, to comments, plus the head of planning has listened, then when the planning officer deals with it, they take into account the feelings of the elected members in the LRB. And therefore, if they make these particular amendments, it's more likely... to go ahead, that's all. Not guaranteed, though. I could never say that. Would never say that.
So what, in that case, would happen if the planners and the applicants can't come to any kind of satisfactory co- compromise, would this mean that the thing falls? It comes back again.
I'm maybe not making it clear.
Just the starting point with this, Chair, is that this is a residential property in a residential area. So you're already starting with a presumption that, you know, there's support to extend this property. The plan officers aren't against that basic principle or presumption. It's a residential property which has got a garden to it. You can have a reasonable extension to it. So that's okay. It's also reasonable to have dormer extensions on resident properties. You see that quite frequently. That's quite a common form of extension. Mm-hmm. So again, that isn't the issue here. That's the principle of that is a sound one. It's simply coming down to some of the finer details. If the local review body are minded to dismiss the review, then I would expect the planning officer and the applicant's agent to sit around the table and effectively sketch something out that is acceptable to the planning department and works for the applicant. You're right, if for some reason that doesn't get resolved, then there is the process, you reapply and come back to the local review body. So there is another bite at it, as it were, that doesn't go away. Because the applicant's original decision was in September, they effectively have a year to make a new submission, a free go, effectively. So they have got time to work through that detail. Chair. But no, I understand your concern. The issue is that you could still, both sides could entrench effectively and there's no movement in the middle. But we would take the view that, like I say, there's an overall presumption in favour extending that property. We would just hope to work with the applicant to iron out some of those fine details of it, Chair.
Ms. Lee Douglas.
Could I just confirm, or could you confirm, please, that there were no objections on this?
No, there's no objections, and there was no consultations required.
Right, well, can we come to some conclusion? Go on, don't be shy. Cursor on your head.
Well, I'll move we dismiss the appeal, but as was said, we asked the applicants to engage with the planning officers to try to come to some compromise on at least some of the issues that they've raised concerns about. And as we say, if that's not possible, they've always got the chance of coming back here again.
Okay, seconder for that. Councillor Curran.
Yeah, I'll second that, Chair. I think we're very close to a design solution here, and hopefully it can be worked out between the planner and the applicant.
Okay, thanks. Is there any other motion? Councillor Cassidy?
I'd move to uphold the appeal on the grounds. I don't find it offensive at all. I think it's, in my view, quite a nice extension, considering some of the other extensions in that street.
Thanks a lot. Councillor Alexander to second. Say anything? No. Okay. Put straight to Councillor Mulligan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking the point here that when you look at a design, everybody looks at it differently. And I've got to say, it was just a design that's sort of that's caught me. And I've got to be frank here. I just didn't even care how to vote at this stage. Because I am very much aware this will probably be what the applicant sees as something that's a reasonable design, and quite clearly there's at least two folk here that actually think it's quite a nice design. So I'll see where I go.
Thanks for that. Okay, right, I'm just going to move to the vote. Those in favour of rejecting the appeal, please show. Two. Those in favour of upholding the appeal, please show. Four. Okay. The appeal is upheld. Thank you very much for your attendance.